USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mitch McConnell is disappointed that President Biden pulled the plug on bipartisan negotiations on a sweeping infrastructure upgrade.
They met and exceeded the president's own threshold demands. And then they were left at the table.
Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Senate Republican leader suggested Biden is listening to the demands of radical progressives. Half of Americans over the age of 12 are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. That's more than 140 million people, according to the CDC. This comes after kids as young as 12 became eligible last month and the Pfizer vaccine was made available to them. No injuries are being reported following an active shooter lockdown at Joint Base San Antonio Lackland in Texas. Officials saying two people opened fire outside the gate this afternoon before fleeing. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Virginia voters pick a Democratic nominee for governor.
Democrats on Tuesday nominated former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe to face Republican Glenn Youngkin in the state's November gubernatorial election. Mr. McAuliffe jumped into the primary in December as the one to beat.
But let me tell you, folks, the road ahead is going to be long. It's going to be tough. The remnants of COVID are going to be with us for a long time. We have to build back a better, stronger Virginia.
Mr. McAuliffe beat four Democrat candidates to win the nomination. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
America is in the grips of a chicken wing shortage. Increased demand for wings over the past year, together with labor shortages, has brought a nationwide wing shortage. It's affecting restaurants and grocery retailers. In Texas, a supermarket is placing purchasing limits on chicken wings as of this week. Customers are limited to two packages of fresh or frozen wings per visit. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Arizona's governor is issuing declarations of emergency as two big wildfires rage in his state. The Telescope Fire, burning 65 miles east of Phoenix in the town of Superior, is now the ninth largest wildfire in state history, covering more than 76,000 acres and is 18% contained. Meantime, the Mescal Fire is 23% contained as it's burned nearly 67,000 acres on the San Carlos Apache Reservation, southeast of Globe. More than 900 firefighters are working to contain these fires that have forced many people to evacuate their homes. Governor Doug Ducey saying Arizona will spare no expense and do what needs to be done to protect people and property in these communities. The Senate is hearing from the NCAA president and the nation's top athletic leaders on compensation for students. Legislation has been proposed to allow athletes to monetize their name, image, and likeness, or NIL rights.
Together, we have an exceptional opportunity. I think, frankly, a historic opportunity to change the national landscape for college athletics.
NCAA President Mark Emmert adding that the federal solution needs to ensure that NIL payments are not a pay-for-play scenario. Gonzaga men's basketball head coach Mark Few talks about the future of college sports.
Previously mentioned, we are at a critical juncture in college athletics, and it really isn't an exaggeration to say the future of college sports is in jeopardy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.